Welcome to the Speak Life broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God. Today's speaker is Pastor Rico Griffith.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. The topic, the theme, the caption, the focus, Christ, our hope. Hope is the ability to not compromise our faith amid chaos and amid crisis, because God's word is true, and we can depend on him with our very lives. Church, this morning, I want to tell you that hope is a person. Hope is a person. God is the author of hope. He is the source of hope. Christ himself is our hope. Isaiah calls this baby a child and a son. The word child speaks to his humanity. The word son speaks to his deity. Jesus is literally the God-man. Some people believe that the greatest miracle was the crucifixion. Others believe that the greatest miracle was the resurrection. Some point to his healings, the feeding of the multitudes with the loaves and the fish, the transfiguration, other miracles performed throughout his ministry on earth as his greatest miracle. But I want to submit to you this morning that while all of these are indeed great manifestations of his divine power, I believe that his greatest miracle is the incarnation. The day God became a man and remained God, I believe, is the greatest miracle of all. Are you with me this morning? As the God-man, Jesus was unique. He was unique in his birth. He was unique in his life. He was unique in his death. And he was unique in his resurrection. There has never been anyone like him. Neither will there be ever anyone like him either. And because he was unique, we as his children are unique as well. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus is like fine diamond. Every time you examine him, you see a new facet of his character and glory. In fact, when we get to heaven, we will yet see another form of Jesus in a unique way to our relationship. We get this in Revelation 2:17. Church, this morning, Christ is our hope. There is great dualism presented in this verse 6 in chapter 9 of Isaiah. I said there is great dualism. In one phrase, Isaiah points out that the child is born, but he asserts that the son is given. Why say it twice? Why say it twice? He's saying it twice because it is not the same thing. They are not the same. A child being born and a son being given in no uncertain terms means the same thing this morning. And I want to draw this reference to you. On that first Christmas over 2,000 years ago, the child Jesus was born, but the son pre-existed. Are you with me this morning? The son was not born, for he always has been there, and he always will be there. The child was born, but the son was given. Are you with me this morning? I think I need to repeat that for somebody to understand. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, the same was God. And in the book of Genesis, when God said, "Let us make man," I want to tell you this morning, the son was always there, but the child was born. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, the child and the son are one, but the terms used to describe him are very different indeed. A child is born speaks to his humanity. A son given speaks to his divinity. A child is born speaks to his impotence, but a son is given speaks to his omnipotence. A child is born speaks to the earthly. A son is given speaks of the heavenly. A child is born speaks to the Son of Man, but a son is given speaks to the Son of God. Isaiah caught the duality of Christ in simple but yet profound words as he described the wonderful gift of God being given to us, his own son. Are you with me this morning? Just think of it. Jesus had an earthly mother, but no earthly father. Jesus had a heavenly father, but no heavenly mother. In essence, God's son from heaven came to be born as a child on earth for the express purpose of redeeming the lost race of humanity, which included you and I. And so this morning, we are grateful that Christ is our hope. We are grateful that our hope is not in man. Our hope is not in the government. Our hope is not in the school. Our hope is not in the Americans. Our hope is not in the Ukrainians. Our hope is not in man, but our hope is in God. In this passage, Isaiah speaks of four titles. The four names, we see it here: he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. I want to pull out two names: Wonderful and Counselor. The name Counselor and the adjective Wonderful are filled with meaning, as we shall see. A counselor is one who gives advice, who leads, or who defends someone. Beloved of God, we must be careful to whom we turn to for advice. The story is told of two people sitting together on a park bench. One of them said to the other, "I am a man who never took advice from anybody." The other man shook his hand and said, "Oh, buddy, I am the man who followed everybody's advice." And all two of them were on the bench sitting down, two bums. One took the advice from nobody, and one took advice from everybody. The problem for many people is that they will not listen to words of wisdom. The pastor is too young, or he or she don't have the experience. We don't trust the anointing of our leader, whom God has put over us, because we judge anointing by age. Many listening to the wrong voices or have heed to too many voices. Today we are going to consider listening to and following the wonderful counselor. A counselor must have knowledge of the person whom they are counseling. And counselors always begin by asking probing questions, seeking to get the counselee to discuss the situation and life experiences that exist, because that will have an impact on the advice needed. But Christ, the Son who was given, needs no introduction to your needs or mine. He wholly knows you, completely and utterly. He knows your gifts and your talent. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your history. He knows all about you. The earthly counselor must ask about your need, but the wonderful counselor knows what you need before you ask. Even though he calls on us to tell him our need, that is really our humility in asking of him rather than enlightening him. Listen to the words of Jesus found in Matthew 6 and 8. Which reads, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Think about all that he knows about us. He knows about our past. Our need of counseling assumes and presupposes that we have a past. But the Lord knows our past, every moment of it. He is wonderful. He is counselor. Because he has all knowledge of our past in his heart and his mind. He knows the secrets of our past, the hurts of our past, the lost dreams of our past, and he knows all about our past experiences. And the thing about this counselor is that he knows our present as well. Sometimes we will speak to a friend or a family member and say, you can't imagine what I am going through right now. But you can't say that to Jesus. The Lord knows your present pressures, your present temptations, your present trials. He knows this very minute what perhaps no other soul on earth knows about you. The thing about the earthly counselor is that we tell them what we want to tell them. We start off slow and soft. We test the waters. And if we have 10 things to say, we share 2 today. And as we get comfortable, we share another 2. But the thing about this wonderful counselor is that he knows everything and he loves us the same. We tell the counselor 2 things on earth and we see how he responds. And depending on how he responds, it will either encourage us to give more or to pull back. Are you with me this morning? If he's telling me something I don't want to hear, I pull back. But if he's telling me something I want to hear that is helping me, I go forward. But the thing about God is that you don't have to tell him nothing. He knows everything. What you say to him and what you don't say to him, he knows. And he loves us the same. Praise the name of the Lord. He knows our past. He knows our present. And the thing about this counselor is that he knows our future. No earthly counselor can boast that he is aware of who you will be or what will come out of this. But God knows our beginnings and he knows our end. Our Lord knows what is ahead of us. He is able to see the future and guide us through the landmines that dot our future landscape. He alone can do this. Now consider another important issue related to this wonderful counselor. The earthly counselor hopes that he can help you. The wonderful counselor knows that he can help you. I need somebody to catch that. Praise the name of the Lord. The earthly counselor hopes. He hopes, and oftentimes he listens, and as you are speaking, his mind or her mind is going, and they are drawing from past experience. They are drawing from what they have learned or read. They are drawing from the past of their vocation. But the heavenly counselor, he knows that he can help you.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit our YouTube channel or our social media pages on Instagram or Facebook. Simply search, We Are New Life CC, all one word. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pike Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. New Life Community United Holy Church is the place for you, fostering community one family at a time. We look forward to welcoming you. Just